You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
President Obama's deals with Iran and Cuba.
Both receiving significant concessions from this president in exchange, in the case of Iran, for insufficient promises.
The Republican presidential candidate tells Fox News the Kelly files, the agreement with Iran guarantees they will get a nuclear weapon in 10 years. Rubio added that nothing is going to change in Cuba. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Havana today to raise the American flag at the U.S. Embassy there. It's been more than 5 decades since the flag came down when diplomatic ties with Cuba were formally severed. Fidel Castro isn't saying too much about today's move. The former Cuban dictator said yesterday their relations with the U.S. won't fully be restored until the economic embargo is lifted. People who feed the rumor mill are generating a lot of buzz about former Vice President Al Gore making another run for the White House. BuzzFeed reported yesterday that Gore is talking with supporters about joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Meanwhile, Gore's hometown newspaper, The Tennessean, quotes a Gore friend who said, "That would be news to me." This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
It's possible that California is going to get hit with rare storms from what experts call a, quote, Godzilla El Nino. NOAA Deputy Director Mike Halpert says the latest forecast reports water temperatures are warmer than normal in the Pacific Ocean.
3-month average sea surface temperatures could potentially reach or even exceed 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit above normal, a value that we've only recorded 3 times in the last 65 years.
That means winter will probably be wet in California. Forecasters with the Climate Prediction Center say the current El Nino looks a lot like the one in early 1998, when parts of California got over 30 inches of rain. The winter storms caused widespread flooding and mudslides. It's unlikely, though, the current El Nino will be enough to cure the state's drought.
Even an above-normal season with regards to rain and snowfall next winter, one season of above-normal rain and snow is very unlikely to erase 4 years of drought.
This is USA Headline News.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting your kids to eat breakfast can be a challenge as they're rolling out of bed and rushing off to school. Dr. Richard So with the Cleveland Clinic says children need a nutritious breakfast for an A-plus start to their day.
Your brain needs fuel to think and to perform optimally during your school day.
A healthy first meal gives kids energy and balanced nutrition. Research shows that eating a good breakfast may help with memory, academic performance, attendance, and mood. It also may be associated with a healthier body weight in kids. Dr. So says simple foods work well for a quick breakfast. Toast with peanut butter, a piece of cheese, fruit, or a bowl of cereal are all good choices for kids on the go in the morning. Kids who play sports might want to have a really heavy protein shake in the morning, but Dr. Richard So of the Cleveland Clinic says breakfast isn't the best time for that.
Your body builds your proteins while you're sleeping, and that can make you a little bit more fatigued during the day.
Parents are once again being urged to get their kids immunized.
It's very important that we think about immunization around back-to-school time because kids are going to be entering a group situation.
That's Dr. Jennifer Brewell, a family physician from Plainville, Kansas. She says the childhood immunization programs have been extraordinarily successful, but she warns that the anti-vaccinations movement could derail that progress. Brewell says science has settled the debate and vaccines are proven not to cause any significant negative effects. Dr. Jennifer Brewell says it's important parents know the facts about vaccines.
Science has settled the issue of vaccine safety. Vaccines are safe, they're effective, they save lives.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News. USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is criticizing President Obama's deals with Iran and Cuba.
Both receiving significant concessions from this president in exchange, in the case of Iran, for insufficient promises.
The Republican presidential candidate tells Fox News the Kelly files, the agreement with Iran guarantees they will get a nuclear weapon in 10 years. Rubio added that nothing is going to change in Cuba. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Havana today to raise the American flag at the U.S. Embassy there. It's been more than 5 decades since the flag came down when diplomatic ties with Cuba were formally severed. Fidel Castro isn't saying too much about today's move. The former Cuban dictator said yesterday their relations with the U.S. won't fully be restored until the economic embargo is lifted. People who feed the rumor mill are generating a lot of buzz about former Vice President Al Gore making another run for the White House. BuzzFeed reported yesterday that Gore is talking with supporters about joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Meanwhile, Gore's hometown newspaper, The Tennessean, quotes a Gore friend who said, "That would be news to me." This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
You're listening to 100.
Handwriting could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Considering how little value the Ministry of Intelligence places on my Iranian citizenship, I too place little value on them and inform you, effective immediately, that I firmly renounce my Iranian citizenship and passport.
In 2011, Hekmati went to Iran to visit his grandmother when he was arrested by Iranian officials and charged with being a spy for the United States. Initially sentenced to death, the sentence was converted to 10 years in prison for cooperation with U.S. officials. I'm Jason Wirt.
At least 46 people are dead and about 200 injured after 4 suicide bombers blew themselves up in Yemen. The attacks happened in 2 mosques during Friday's prayers in the capital city, Sana'a. This is USA Radio News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Starbucks is brewing up controversy, launching a campaign encouraging baristas to talk about race relations with its customers. USA's Russ Jones explains.
Typically, the only thing scribbled on your Starbucks cup is your name, but now race together is imprinted as the coffee maker joins a growing list of corporations tying their brands to big social issues. Starbucks customer Sam Borgen agrees that race needs to be discussed over a hot cup of joe.
I actually think it's kind of a good thing. I think that race needs to be talked about in America.
But other customers just want their latte and hold the race convo.
When I think of getting a cup of coffee, I just want to enjoy that cup of coffee and go on with my day. So I don't really want to interact with other people about deep issues over a cup of coffee.
This week, baristas at 12,000 Starbucks have the option of engaging customers in the conversation. But for some, that may be stronger than a double espresso. I'm Russ Jones.
No matter what comes out of the sky today, it's still the first day of spring.
Buds are starting to come onto the bushes and trees. So,
where?
You know, along the side of the highways. And, you know, you just look close. They start to have a little color.
Does that make you feel better?
It does. It does.
The New York metro area is expected to get anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow today. But temperatures in the 50s tomorrow should ensure it won't hang around long. Meanwhile, Joyce is getting everything she wants today.
Have you seen any signs of spring by any chance?
No, but I like snow.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with snow. It's already started. And a high near 35 degrees. Easterly winds around 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. And the total daytime snow accumulation may be between 2 and 4 inches. Tonight, snow before 1 a.m., then a chance of freezing rain. The low will be around 27 degrees and north winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80% and little or no ice accumulation expected. The new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible overnight. On Saturday, patchy freezing fog before 7 a.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 47. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Saturday night, we have partly sunny, partly cloudy skies with a low around 28 and westerly winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Those mostly sunny skies will appear on Sunday with a high near 39 degrees. Northwesterly winds will be between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday evening, partly cloudy skies and a low around 22 degrees. Monday, start your work week with sunny skies and a high near 38 degrees. And unfortunately, with the first day of spring, our high is only near 35 and we are in fact seeing snow. And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, every Friday morning between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I am Susan Lax, the Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And we have lots to talk about. Hands Across Hunterdon is all about the helping hands, the good work that people in Hunterdon County do day in and day out. That is nonprofits, for-profit businesses, agencies, organizations, governments. We are all here making Hunterdon County the best place on earth. So, we're going to start with Hunterdon Helpline because we are the umbrella organization that makes all the referrals and linkages to all these other organizations. We've been around for 46 years telling people where to go, when to go, how to go. and we get about 25,000 calls a year on our helpline, and we discern exactly what that person needs, and we decide of the 1,500 programs and services in our database where we should refer them to. Could be our own programs and services, but mostly it's a group of programs and services that could help that person. Why? Because if they're calling for utility assistance or rental assistance or employment opportunities, there's not one answer out there. There are many answers. All those hands working together to provide an individual in need with holistic, sustainable solutions. So we discern what their need is. We meet the immediate problem, but we also give them the opportunity to address their issue long term. And again, we are 24/7, 365 days out of the year to make those referrals, those linkages to the people who need immediate assistance. Our number is 908-782-4357, or the 1-800 number is 272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, to find out more about our First Assist helpline or the other programs and services that we provide, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we get into the hour. Just visit Hunterdon Helpline at www.helplinehc.org. HelplineHC.org. You can visit us on Facebook. You can tweet and find out what is going on. We are accessible, like I said, 24/7. So we're out there letting you know what we can provide, but also letting you know what other agencies and organizations can provide. Coming up with Hunterdon Helpline is our free citizenship preparation class. And I want to tell you about that. If you know of anyone who is interested in getting their citizenship, we are offering a course that will prep them for their citizenship tests. And we are very happy to offer this. Again, it's free, as all our programs and services are. It starts on Thursdays at April 9th from 1:30 to 3:30. It goes through May 28th. It is for permanent residence green card status applying for U.S. citizenship in 2015. Students should have English speaking, reading, and writing skills. And of course, Hunterdon Helpline offers literacy services one-on-one to people whose language first language is other than English, but also to people whose first language is English, but they need assistance with reading and writing. So we can assist you getting the basic English reading and writing skills you need to start thinking about your citizenship, if that is one of your goals, or if you feel that you are already able to take these tests, then we will prepare you for the questions before you go in to the U.S. Immigration Office and begin the process. So, when? Thursday, starting April 9th through May 28th, 1:30 to 3:30, and it will be at the Flemington Free Public Library at 118 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey, in the community room. And we are offering childcare, so no excuses, people. Bring the kids if you have to, and no problem. If you really want this, please give us a call at 908-782-4357, or you can email LS Coordinator, all one word, L is in literacy, S is in services, coordinator, at helplinehc.org. We will be able to register you and give you some more information about it. So this is something that it is actually a pilot program, again, offered free, and we are very excited about it. So if you or someone you know is interested, again, please have them call 908-782-4357 or email lscoordinator@helplinehc.org. We also have translators, so if you are more comfortable talking to somebody in your native language about this, again, give us a call because we will be able to assist with that as well. Very excited about this. And our coordinator, Meriden, and I will be actually teaching the course. So again, 908-782-2490. And I will be back with more information, not just about Hunterdon Helpline, but also about the other nonprofits in our area.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the backpacks. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And we are talking about all the different nonprofits in our area, including Hunterdon Helpline, of course, that is helping all our residents here. So what I'd like to do is direct you to givehunterdon.org. You know, it's a known fact that people want to give to their own community before they give to another community or a broader community or a national community. So a bunch of nonprofits got together and established givehunterdon.org. You can visit givehunterdon.org to see who is on the list. We are always looking for more nonprofits, 501c3s, whose first focus is social services. And if you go to givehunterdon.org, you will see the nonprofits who are part of Give Hunterdon at the moment. That's the YMCA of Hunterdon County, Casa Shaw of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties, Norwest Cap, Youth Services, Hunterdon Youth Services, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon, NAMI of Hunterdon, the Flemington Area Food Pantry, Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, Family Promise of Hunterdon County, and Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, Fisherman's Mark, Safe in Hunterdon, the Good News Home for Women, and needless to say, Hunterdon Helpline. So that's a lot. If you go, you'll see their logos. You'll see a preliminary listing of what they're all about. All you need to do is click on one of them, like Norwest Cap, which I'm doing right now to share with you. And you'll get an overview. What do these nonprofits do? Which one do you want to help? Maybe you want to help all of them. Maybe you don't know, but you really want to provide support to Hunterdon County, to a nonprofit in Hunterdon County. Norwest Cap, according to givehunterdon.org, provides a portfolio of emergency services and other initiatives that lead to self-reliance to over 35,000 underserved persons in six counties. With an administrative cost of only 5%, they manage $35 million from 300 community partners, 15 member boards, 250 employees, and 1,400 volunteers working on their mission, strengthening communities by creating opportunities to impact poverty. So also on the Give Hunterdon site, so that you know more about the nonprofit and how you can help, there's a monetary need and there's a material need. So Norwest Cap needs to match money for individual development accounts. That means they need cash. So often we have grants, and what happens is a program that we receive a grant for, even though they're giving us money, they want us to have some skin in the game. So we have to show that we are getting support from other areas as well. They need scholarship money, or women who are going back to school or apprentice programs. They need money to purchase protein food for their food bank. And they need barner removal funds. There's always items and issues that don't fall within regular funding streams that could help someone overcome a barrier to self-sufficiency. I'm sorry, it's barrier removal funds. And they need a source of funds to pay for them. Then they have a material need. They do need food for their food banks. Okay, they do need food. They also need volunteers. So, if you are interested, please email Nancy Hess at hessn@norwestcap.org. hessn@norwestcap.org if you are interested in volunteers. If you want to donate monetarily, there is a donate button on the givehunterdon.org site on the Norwest Cap page. So any of the nonprofits that are listed on givehunterdon.org have a donate button on that goes directly to their website donation page. There's no middleman. GiveHunterdon does not take out any funding from that donation. You can be assured that when you give directly to the organization that you have determined needs your help. So again, they need cash donations, they need food for their food bank, and they need volunteers. That's just Norwest Cap. Okay, and again, givehunterdon.org. So, let's see. We're going to go back and see. I'm just going to go through all of these nonprofits to let you know what and how you can provide for them in terms of support. So, court-appointed special advocates for children of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties. That's Casa Shaw. And what do they do? They are court-appointed special advocates of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren that is committed to advocating for children living in foster care in New Jersey. They train and supervise community volunteer advocates who identify needed services and make best interest recommendations in court. Their ultimate goal is to move all children to safe, loving, and permanent homes. They have a monetary need of open donations for their programs and their services, for training their child advocates. So they do need monetary support. Their material need is 12 folding chairs with comfy cushions for their Tricky Tray event in April. That's coming up. So if you wouldn't mind, please donate 12 comfortable folding chairs for their Tricky Tray event in April. If you want to donate either the chairs or make a donation, they are asking that, and also they need volunteers. Please call 908-689-5515. That's 689-5515. So what do they need? Donations to train their advocates and maintain their programs and services about drug child abuse. They also need 12 folding chairs that are comfortable for their Tricky Tray in April. And they also, by the way, also would like gently used children's clothing, books, and toys for donation. And they need volunteers. So again, 908-689-5515. That is Casa Shaw. Great organization. Wonderful need organization to help people, to help children in our area. So huge. Huge, huge, huge. All of these are just incredible. United Hunterdon County YMCA. We're going to go on to them. And they are best known for health and fitness, but they also provide child care, summer camps, preschools, family programs, swim lessons, activities for seniors, teen programs, volunteer opportunities, and so much more. They have two branches in Flemington and Annandale, 23 satellite locations that include before and after school programs at 17 county schools, two preschool locations, four summer camp locations, and the YMCA North Hunterdon Senior Center. They do quite a bit. And I have to say, I'm always impressed. Scholarships galore. Nobody is turned away. And truly a wonderful organization that we all know. I learned how to swim from the YMCA. So it's the YMCA has, I think, touched everybody I know in one way or another. They do have a monetary need. Funds raised by the Hunterdon County YMCA are used by their financial assistance program, in which they provide fee subsidies to those in their community, in our community, who cannot afford Y membership or programs, including the child care program. Volunteers are needed, definitely, especially with the summer coming up and all the summer camps coming up. How can you help? You're going to call Jen Attridge at 908-236-7879. 908-236-7879, extension 432. Or email Jen at jattridge, J-A-T-T-R-I-D-G-E, J-A-T-T-R-I-D-G-E, at hcymca.org, hcymca.org. There is a donate button on givehunterdon.org for the YMCA, which will take you straight away to their website. Again, no middlemen, taking out an administrative fee. You go straight to their site to donate straight to them. So who else do we have? I think we have one more to fit in before the break. We're going to go with Hunterdon Youth Services. And on April 17th, Lawrence Brooks, the executive director, is going to be on this show. So mark that on your calendar if you're interested in what Hunterdon Youth Services does. They, or it, got to get my grammar right here, They're pretty amazing, too. They've been in our community for over 35 years. So it's about time you knew something about them. But Lawrence, if you want to know more, April 17th will be on the show here at 10 o'clock. What is Hunterdon Youth Services? They provide more than 3,500 nights of safe, compassionate care every year to boys who have been victims of abuse, abandonment, neglect, and or community children whose behaviors have escalated beyond parental control. In addition to residential services, they provide counseling, academic enrichment, vocational training, family engagement, and the skills development programs and life skills development programs. What is their monetary need? Nearly 10% of their budget must be fundraised annually to allow us to meet the daily living, recreational, food, and clothing needs of their residents. So they need monetary donations to support the residents of their program. They also need, in terms of their material wish, carpet replacement, kitchen cabinets, vans to transport their youth. Other capital items include laptops and netbooks to be utilized by their residents. Again, they do need volunteers as well. So, please, for any of these three things, you may call 782-0848, 908-782-0848, or email Paul Olenick at Polenick at HunterdonYouthServices, all one word, .org. But again, there's a button. Go straight to their website if you want to donate to Hunterdon Youth Services. And we're going to take a short break and be right back with more unbelievably outstanding, fantastic nonprofits in our area that do incredible, incredible work.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. An American accused of being an ISIS fighter is using Twitter to urge Muslims to murder Americans. The online call to action specifically urges Muslims to kill military veterans at patriotic parades and to, quote, take down President Obama. It's believed the Twitter account belongs to an American woman who has been in ISIS territory since December. Federal agents are investigating the death of an African-American man who was found in Mississippi hanging from a tree. An FBI spokesman says it's too early to determine how the man died. The man is identified as 54-year-old Otis Byrd, a convicted murderer who was paroled from prison. He was last seen alive more than 2 weeks ago. March Madness is more than a figure of speech for teams in the NCAA men's basketball tournament and fans trying to win a few bucks with winning brackets. After 16 games in the round of 64 on Thursday, a few major upsets have shaken things up. According to ESPN, of more than 11.5 million brackets submitted on the network's website, only 273 remain perfect. This is USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10 Tuna Chew Weight Loss System from ILikeHowIlook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowIlook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowIlook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowIlook.com.
And the weather forecast today, first day of spring, and we've got snow. I don't know if that's a yippee or oh my gosh, or when will it finally end? So, high near 35 degrees, easterly winds around 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation, look out the window, folks, is 100%. Total daytime snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches is possible. And then this evening, snow before 1 a.m., then a chance of freezing rain. low around 27, and north winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Little or no ice accumulation is expected, but new snow accumulation adding to the 2 to 4 inches this afternoon will be another 1 to 2 inches possibility. Saturday, patchy freezing fog before 7 a.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 47, we'll take it, and calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles in the afternoon. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 28 and westerly winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 39. The winds will be northwesterly between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22 degrees. Certainly doesn't feel like spring. And Monday, we have sunny skies and a high near 38 degrees, which relative to everything else we have been experiencing, quite frankly, is high. So we are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, host of Hands Across Hunterdon, every Friday morning. We've been talking about the nonprofits in our area, and we have been looking at the nonprofits who are members of Give Hunterdon. GiveHunterdon.org is on the internet, and you can see those nonprofits for yourself. I'm giving a shout out to each and every one of them, and I'm also giving a shout out to any nonprofit in Hunterdon County that may be listening and would like to join Give Hunterdon. You simply have to be a 501c3 with the immediate focus of your organization being on providing social services. So, and you can look online at givehunterdon.org to see the kinds of organizations that are included, so you'll get an idea if your organization fits. Well, we talked about the YMCA. We talked about Casa Shaw in the previous segment, and we talked about Norwest Cap. So who's up next? Who is up next? We'll just go straight on here, and we're going to talk about Meals on Wheels. And you all know about Meals on Wheels because it is throughout the country. So while it's an organization that is national, each of the existing Meals on Wheels within the counties or the states operate separately. So don't think for one minute that you don't have to support your Meals on Wheels in your county because they receive funding nationally. They have to apply for grants and seek out donors the same way everyone else does. It's a fabulous program. Its mission is to assist the homebound elderly and disabled of Hunterdon County to maintain their independence by enhancing their nutritional health, thereby avoiding unwanted institutionalization. And this is important because we all want to, and the catchphrase is, age in place. What does that mean? I want to stay in my home. I want to be 80 years old and still be in my home, in my familiar surroundings, inviting my family to holiday meals and knowing my same neighbors. If I can no longer take care of myself, that's one thing. But if with some help from the community, whether it be Meals on Wheels or some of the other wonderful nonprofits that provide programs and services to age in place, and we'll certainly talk about them in a little bit, I want to stay at home. I know you do too. So part of that is being able to take care of my nutritional needs. Part of that is being able to eat good nutritional meals every day, and that's what Meals on Wheels provides. The Home Delivered Meals program offers a nutritionally balanced meal for the homebound seniors delivered by volunteer drivers Monday through Friday. And I have to say, Regina Lasney of Meals on Wheels, she's the executive director, attended our Give Hunterdon meeting yesterday, explained a little bit more about the program. The meals are great. They are supplied by a caterer. This is obviously where some of their funding needs to go. The meals are great. I started out with Helpline years ago as a friendly visitor volunteer, and I would always be there when the Meals on Wheels volunteer came and delivered the meal. They're great. They're attractive because we want to be able to want to eat our food. They're nutritional, and most important, they're delicious. So very, very important, particularly for seniors who say, I'm too tired to cook. I'm too tired to get up from my easy chair. I'll just have a little something. That is not good nutrition, and that won't keep them aging in place. Meals on Wheels also offers the Congregate Nutrition Program, which is dining with social activities Monday through Friday at the Senior Center of Hunterdon County. You know, our mental health depends upon our interaction with other people. This is true. I don't care if you're eating well. I don't care if you're exercising, whatever. We are, what they say in the equine world, which I'm a part of, we are herd animals. We want to be with other human beings. We want to break bread with other human beings. So this is very important. This provides our seniors with the opportunity to sit down and have a meal with other people. They may otherwise be living alone and not having that same social interaction in their house. So the Congregate Nutrition Program, also very important. What are their needs? Their monetary needs are to purchase meals. You know, somebody's got to pay for it. A suggested donation is $5.10 per meal. $5.10 per meal. And if you could see the seniors when the Meals on Wheels volunteers show up with that incredibly delicious home-cooked meal and it's warm, you too would say, wow, and be motivated to contribute. $5.10. That's all a meal costs if you want to donate. It actually costs them more, but they do get some funding. So you would be supplementing that. You know, people think, oh, you get grants and you get donations, whatever. You never get a grant that simply funds the entire program from start to finish. Never. So anything you can do for a nonprofit is much appreciated. Many of the grants don't allow you to spend over a certain amount for administration. Well, you know what? Staff has to get paid. You don't have the program without the staff to implement it. So anything that you can provide to any of these nonprofits is greatly appreciated. Meals on Wheels material need. They need non-perishable components of their Blizzard Bags emergency meal program. And I love this because it's snowing outside. What happens tomorrow when Meals on Wheels is not delivered? Well, the Blizzard Bags provide things that they can have when they can't get out of the house or when Meals on Wheels is not being provided. The components of the bag, 4 ounces of no sugar added apple juice, 3 ounces of tuna packed in water, 8 ounces of green beans, 8 ounces of Parmalat milk so that it stays fresh, 1.5 ounces of raisins, a box of raisins, you know, those little ones that you can throw in the lunch boxes and so forth, which my kids always had in their lunch box. Okay, so you can put that together. I'm going to tell you again, 4 ounces of no sugar added apple juice, 3 ounces of tuna packed in water, 8 ounces of green beans, 8 ounces of Parmalat milk, and a 1.5 ounce box of raisins. That is your Blizzard bag. So for if they were being delivered today, if a client got a Blizzard bag today, they would have it for tomorrow so that they wouldn't have to go out in these temperatures and in the snow Or if they got it delivered yesterday, today, they may not be getting Meals on Wheels today. Maybe Meals on Wheels has shut down because of the snow. They would still have their Blizzard bag right there, ready for the moment as we're experiencing now. There's a donate button at givehundreden.org for Meals on Wheels. You just have to click on it and it will go to their website so that you can immediately make a donation. And you may not want to put together the items for the Blizzard bags, but you might want to give them money towards that. Whatever you can do is most appreciated. So go to givehundreden.org. Find Meals on Wheels if that's what you're inclined to support. And go for it. Very, very simple. We are going to come back with some more nonprofits that need your help. They need your help after this station identification and a few ads from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, and I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, and also the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, which is in its 46th year this year. So we are very proud of that, and also very proud of our Give Hunterdon initiative, because we have always worked and collaborated and referred to all the other organizations in the county. And so GiveHunterdon.org brings us all together on a mission to support the work of nonprofits, the social services we provide day in and day out. So I've been giving you a little overview on the nonprofits that actually belong to GiveHunterdon. I'm welcoming any nonprofits out there that might be listening. If your focus as a 501c3 is to provide social services, join us. There is no membership fee. You simply have to be part of the group and support each other and the services and programs that we all do. And also learn from each other. We are going to be providing some programs for social media, for grant writing, for a variety of opportunities that face nonprofits every day that we need to know about and we need to capitalize on. So I've talked about a variety of our GiveHunterdon members. I'm going to go to NAMI now of Hunterdon, great organization. And if you listen to this radio station regularly, you know that Larry Cartwright, who's president of NAMI of Hunterdon, has his own show here weekly. I believe it's Mondays at 2 o'clock. And I suggest you tune in. It's called Mental Health Matters. So what is NAMI? Well, it's a part of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. That's what NAMI stands for. Hunterdon, the Hunterdon chapter is certainly part of that NAMI network, which seeks to improve the quality of mental health treatment, residential and support services that benefit persons with mental illness, as well as support services and educational opportunities for their families. NAMI of Hunterdon currently operates a women's residency and a men's residency for individuals with mental health needs. The organization also conducts a 12-week educational course that helps families better understand mental illness. And don't we all need to do that? Because truly, it affects all of us. There's nobody out there. I challenge anyone out there to let me know that they have not had some form of mental illness in their family. This is something that we all struggle with maybe once in a lifetime, several times in a lifetime. You know, we know somebody, family member, friend, what have you. We all know someone who is struggling. And you know, we've seen more of it, quite frankly, since the big recession with people losing jobs, etc. Depression, you know, is a mental illness. And whether it stays with us, you know, once we start succeeding in job placement or whatever stressors that we have dealt with, or whether it's, you know, stays with us. I mean, we all, like I said, have experienced it somehow. So what do they need? Their monetary need is to establish a scholarship for youth who have a mental illness and want to begin a professional career in the field of mental health. The scholarship would go towards the recipient's educational expenses.